I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so when we last left you, Rot had just rolled up roly-poly style backwards, breaking all of his bones and dying right in front of you. And he slumps to the ground out of his chair, and you guys just stare in shock at what just happened, obviously. It's a shocking thing. And to put a pause on this shocking revelation, we have a couple level ups that you guys have done. Nada and Sebastian both leveled up, which is crazy because we didn't even realize that Sebastian leveled up. But Joe, if you want to go over Nada's level, I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, I got a new ability for my necromancy. So I'm the necrotic trickster, obviously, and I got corrosive touch. So I have the ability to, I can take one damage and I decay a non-magical item and give one forward to a teammate. It counts as a basic move using skill.
Beautiful. Okay, that is a super cool ability.
It's perfect.
It really fits your character super well. So you like use your own life force to create this like disintegration effect.
Yeah, I assume it's like my hand gets all veiny and nasty and dead looking and whatever I'm touching.
Yeah, you can get nasty if you want to get.
Yeah, I do. And whatever I'm touching disintegrates into freaking ash as long as it's like a non-magical item.
I really like that. And then Morteza, Sebastian leveled up, but we're going to save your level up for later because you want to invent an item.
Duh, for later.
Duh. Duh. Hot dogs, duh.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, duh. All right, so you guys are in this room. The guy just died in front of you. You're in like this the immaculate bedroom / like living quarters that was Rot's room. And while you're standing there and he's dead, you can hear invaders pounding on the door that Rot closed as you sat down for your chat, and you can hear loud creaks and like metallic creaking and like rumbling, and the tower shakes a little bit. What do you want to do?
I think we need to get the hell out of this tower. We're at the very top and it looks like it's about to come down or something.
I agree.
Time to go.
Okay. We gotta get the hell out of here.
No, I'm sorry. What does Sebastian sound like? He sounds like I agree.
Yeah, I'm thinking every episode we just change it up.
I agree there, mate.
I don't think so. I don't think so, Scooter. What does Sebastian sound like?
Duh, we need to get the fuck out of here.
Out of here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I swear?
No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to swear.
Fuck. All right, just bleep it out.
You're a fucking.
We'll just bleep that shit.
Is there like a door that we came out of that we can still run back through?
No. So that's the one that Rot closed to the stairway that you guys came in. There is a window and it has bars on it. What is obvious in this room is that there's a bed, a fireplace, a chair, the dining room table with the chairs around it. The drink bar is there, and also Rot's greatsword. So those are what are obvious to you.
Does that greatsword look like it can be sold for a lot of money?
That, or, I mean, it's a huge sword.
Could Willy wield it?
Willy could definitely wield it.
Willy picks it up.
Okay, you found a world asset.
What?
Which is a great sword. Well, yeah, like how you got the.
We were about to leave this place without the.
Yeah, world that's what asset. I was like, pick up the sword.
Willy just Final Fantasy X Aurons it, which is perfect because he has one arm.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, you probably can't hold the sword with the glove arm, so it would have to be the other arm. That's awesome. Okay, so you have an asset, and when applicable, you have an asset, which is Rot's greatsword. When applicable, it adds +1 to might and +1 to moxie.
Hmm.
Yeah, because it's like big and showy.
Right.
And then I get to make 2 negative tags and 1 positive tag. And I think the positive tag, let's go with special. So it's like legendary, right? And I think for the negatives, it's going to be heavy and slow. We'll make it heavy and slow. So you've found a world asset in the form of Rot's greatsword. I'm very proud of you.
Good job. Applause.
Great job, man. Yeah. Applause. Collapse. And do you guys want to do anything else in this room? They're banging down the door, or they're trying to. What do you guys want to do? I think, Willy, if you wanted to, you could probably spy a sheath that Rot has on his twisted-up body if you wanted to, like, try to wrench that off of him.
Sure.
And you could have a sheath so you wouldn't have to carry it around.
Sure.
Okay, so you can have a sheath now, so then it just frees up your hands.
But he is going to Auron this most of the time.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Is people trying to get into the room right now?
Yeah, mm-hmm. When they were trying to come up, the last episode, they were trying to come up as you were beginning your chat with Rot, but he closed the door on them.
And the only other way out of this room is through that window with the bars.
Yep.
How heavy is this greatsword? Is it like a Guts Berserk greatsword, or?
It's big. It's probably as tall as, like, Sebastian is.
Damn.
A normal, like, katana weighs, like, 6 pounds. Is that right?
I think so.
I'd say this one's, like, 20. Jesus. It's big. It's nearly too big for Willy.
Can Willy use the greatsword to smash open the bars?
You can certainly try.
It will.
Okay, go ahead and give me go for broke.
And this item does not give him
skill. No, but it's just plus your skill.
5
plus skill. Even still,
my skill is 1.
Oh no. Okay, go ahead and mark experience. Morteza, you're back to 0. By the way, I think the hard move that I'm going to make just because you're already in the situation, the sword obviously doesn't, it just clangs off the metal bars and, like, bounces out of your hand. And then the door that the invaders are trying to break through gives way, and they start pouring into the room.
So the sword is on the floor?
Yep.
Shit.
But you still have your boxing glove, you know, you're still fighting.
I feel like since 3 minutes ago, I got significantly less good at strength-related feats for some reason.
The DM remembered the rules. I think you're doing great. Before you guys can act, 4 invaders get into the room. And it's not a huge room up here. It's like where the tower starts to sort of cone up, and so you probably have about 15 feet between you guys and the invaders, like for where you guys were at the dinner table. You have about 15 feet to the invaders that are inside now.
Time to get messy.
I'll take a shot.
All right, go ahead.
You said there's 4 of them?
Yep, 4 of them just broke inside, and there's more that you can see on the stairs.
Kind of want to try my corrosive touch on those bars, but I don't think I have enough time.
Oh, man. You know what? I came up with the bars, like, on a fluke and completely forgot that you just made a corrosive corrosive move. I completely forgot. Okay. I mean, you can totally try it.
Yeah. Let's give it a shot.
Okay, so take 1 harm and roll that shit. It's plus skill, right?
Yeah.
And then, since it's not a combatant, you don't give 1 forward.
Okay. Step back, you big brute, and let me handle this.
And that's plus skill?
Yeah, plus two.
Okay, so it's a mixed success. So you corrode the bars, and you can see them, like, disintegrating, but you feel like it, since they're made of, like, a tougher material, it's going to take a while for them to disintegrate.
Okay.
You can see it working, but it's going to take a bit.
You see me spit up a bunch of blood? This might take a while, boys.
It's, you know, slow and steady wins the race, as they say. I am not unlike a tortoise. As you touch the bars and start to disintegrate them, you feel the tower shift beneath your feet. And another part of your mixed success is that you fall backwards onto the ground as the tower sways beneath you. And who would like to go second?
I will. I'm going to pull out the flamethrower, point it straight at the door.
Oh, the window or the door?
Well, where the invaders are.
Gotcha. Yeah. And they're like, ha! And they've got tools, rudimentary tools. They're ready to fight you.
Yep. And I'm going to yell out, full power, Agni. And I'll shift it to full power and blast them.
Oh, shit. Let's hope it's good. That's rough and tumble plus might. And I think does your flamethrower give you plus might?
I think it. No, I don't think
it does. I think it's skill and moxie. Okay, so yeah, just plus might.
Hey.
Oh, and your might's zero?
Uh-oh.
That's a full success. So you're pretty good at, like, setting dudes on fire.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you the choice between two. Do you want to bathe the three that are in the frontmost in flame, or do you want to hit the frontmost one in the center so hard that he flies backwards through the door and, like, it becomes a fiery projectile and Ooh. Hits, like, all of the and ones on the stairs and, like, knock. Yeah, uh-huh.
I like that one.
I like that one, too, but I didn't know if you were going to be like, just like the flames. So you create this fiery alien projectile, full power Agni, and he goes, wah! And he the parts of him that aren't completely destroyed as you shoot him go flying backwards through the door, taking out many more of his friends and sort of blocking the way for the rest of them. Because you got a 10 plus, you also get to choose one from the rough and tumble table.
Oh, yeah.
What's your skill, by the way?
My skill.
Because you also get a plus one to skill from the flamethrower.
Oh, I apologize. My might is actually negative one.
So it's a mixed success. I already said it. It's going to happen. We're going to do it that way.
My skill is zero.
Okay. And so you still get plus one damage. So you just don't get to pick one. But since that was so cool and narratively I want it to work, you can just have one forward for that.
Okay.
We'll just say that it worked, because that's super cool. that's another thing we have to work on, is whenever we roll, whoever rolled it, say what you got.
Okay.
We did it really well the first episode, so I didn't worry about it, but then second and third, we sort of lost it.
Oh, fix it in post. I'm going to yell it out. I got a 10.
Yeah!
A 6.
I'm not going to fix it.
I might leave that in. That's hilarious.
A 6.
Okay, so we just won't let you pick from the table, but you do get this.
Dope.
So you've done that. Do you want to, like, move anywhere, like, get out of the way, or did you, like, you would have had to run up to them.
Yeah.
To do that.
I'll try to man the door situation.
So right now, after that blow, you are flanked on either side of you by invaders, but the other two that were directly in front of you have been sent backwards down the stairs. And I think that leaves us to Willy's turn.
So the bars are still there.
Yeah, but there's like a disintegrating, smoking bit that's happening.
Is he still dissolving them?
I fell on the ground.
Yeah, but he fell on the ground, but they are continuing to dissolve.
Willy's gonna step over him and grab the bars with Phantom Limb and his arm, and he's gonna try to ape pull these bars apart.
Okay, so give me go for broke.
Does my boxing glove give me a... Oh, it does give me a plus one to skill.
And it's magical, so it won't disintegrate.
7.
And you are organic, so you won't disintegrate.
Yeah.
Okay, so 7 plus 1 from your skill and 1 from the boxing glove?
Plus 2 is already in there.
Okay, but that's correct, is plus 2 is correct? Okay, so 7 mixed success. I'm going to say you speed it up a little bit. You get some of like the weaker bits off, and you now have a hole that's probably about 6 inches in diameter. 6 inches from everywhere. The hole in the middle of the floor is 6 inches. The poles are 6 inches wide. It's like I have a complex or something. you get that, and then after you go to pull those apart, the tower shakes even more violently, and it slides Nada across the room on the floor, and slides, like, you hear this big rumble, and Nada slides across the floor and hits the wall on the other side of the room. Willy falls on his back, and Sebastian is able to keep his footing, but you have to, like, get up on one foot and stop yourself from falling completely over. The two invaders in front of you lose their footing and fall back against the wall behind them.
You impatient brute.
This is taking too long.
It was gonna work, damn it.
What day?
Today.
2 days? We don't have that kind of time.
It's not Tuesday.
Tuesday is free...
Free biscuit day.
Free biscuit day. I'm pretty sure. Or maybe it was Wednesday. Yeah, I was like, it's always Tuesday when the episodes come out, so it happens on Wednesday. I think Joe was like, oh, that's super useful.
It is Tuesday.
I'd also like to give a shout out to our friend Tom. I know he listens to the show, he and his wife.
I love you, Tom.
We love you, Tom.
We love you, Tom.
So now everyone's on the floor except for Sebastian, who opened the door, got on the floor. Everybody walked the dinosaur.
So, like, what side of the room did I slide on? Am I by the door or am I...
No, you're... So, like, I imagine that it's, like, window and drink bar on the left, bed and fireplace on the right. You sort of slid up against the wall where the bed is, and then the door is, like, triangulated between the bed and the...
Okay.
And the drink bar. But yeah, you I believe it is now Nada's turn again.
I'm going to get up and dust myself off and take a shot at one of these, whatever they are, invaders.
Well, they're on the ground, so I mean, you've got sitting ducks. So you can go ahead and have one forward for your shot.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
And so you get a plus one to might from your gun.
So I rolled a 6, so that'll be 7 plus my 1 forward, 8.
Mixed success. So you, and your skill is?
2.
And then plus 1 because of the gun.
So we're adding skill in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the skill is for the damage, so you do 5 harm.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's 2 base, and then 2 from your skill, and then plus 1 to your skill from the gun. Okay. So you get 5 harm.
Wow.
See, assets are good. You shoot him and his head explodes because it's such a good shot. And as you do that, you get knocked off your feet again. This is the mixed success portion.
Oh, hell.
That's Willie's line.
That is my line.
You get knocked off your feet again. You drop your gun, not super far from you. It's out of your hands now and slides a little bit away from you, and this time Sebastian does get knocked on his ass as the tower sort of weeble wobbles, and you feel this sinking feeling. Say that again.
Oh, my ass.
Perfect. You feel this sinking sensation in your stomach as you feel the tower jerk downward, and you sort of get zero gravity feeling as the tower moves down about 10 feet all at once, and you just hear junk, and the tower moves down. You guys fly into the air a little bit, hit the ground again, and you get the idea that maybe the tower is falling and time is of the essence. And with that, I think we go to Sebastian, who is on the ground.
Oh, God.
He's not on the ground.
No, he is on the ground last one. Yeah, he got thrown up in the air and moved around, and he's on the ground now.
Fuck. How far am I from everybody else?
You guys are, like, triangulated. Willie's over by the window. You're by the door, and Nada's over by the bed. So you guys are at triangle opposite sides of the room.
Oh, jeez. How does the like necrotic whatever that's on the thing? Does it look like it's mostly?
It's through? Still. Yeah. It's almost done. If you really squoze. I think Nada's the shortest squoze. If you really, like, got real small, I think Nada's the smallest one of you guys.
Yeah.
I think he might be able to squeeze through.
I could push it through, Sebastian.
Yeah. Willie could. But it is, there's still glass on the other side. Actually, you know what? With the way that the tower is moving, the glass probably shattered. So there's probably no more glass.
Yeah.
That would make sense, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll try to squeeze through, I guess.
Okay, do you want to, like, look down or anything?
Yeah, how's this
tower... Do you want to see, like, how to get out, or...
how is this tower leaning? Like, is it...
It's still straight up and down for now. At least not... I mean, it might be cocked to one side, but it's not enough to, like...
Okay. It's not, like, a 45-degree
angle. It's not tipping, it's crumbling.
It's, yeah, or at least as far as you can tell... Like, you wouldn't notice... Nothing's sliding around, really. Like, okay. Maybe some things are, like, going to one side, but you walking or running, you're not going to notice.
Yeah, I'll look down and see if there's possibly any sort of...
I shouldn't have said anything. You can jump out the window if you want, but or you can, like, try to hang from the window and see what you can get purchase on. Which one would you like to do? Do you just want to look, or do you want to get out there? I just wanted to give you another option, because you are, like, hundreds of feet in the air.
Ooh. Fuck. You said there's a bed in here?
There is. I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, I'm fucking done.
Nap time!
I'm gonna...
Fuck okay, all think, y'all.
I think I'm going to delay. I'm not gonna, like, do it. I'm not gonna do anything.
You wanna drop yourself in later?
I'm gonna use this turn to tell Willie to not fuck up. Break those bars, and then we take the mattress.
Don't tell me what to do.
This is like Rot's mattress, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's 9 feet long and 9 feet wide. It's a big bed.
I think it'd be big enough for, like, all of us to get on it.
Right, but it's also too big for the window. This window is not even person-sized. It is about as tall as Willie is wide. So, like, 4-ish feet.
Does Rot, being kind of the egotistical bar in my room, all this great decorations, does he really not have a balcony?
You would think that he would, but no.
What an idiot.
No, well, I don't think he was planning to spend a ton of time here.
But enough time for there to be a fully stocked bar.
He loves to drink.
We just stand around and fucking, like, talk interior decoration while the thing's collapsing.
He's like really like getting in.
Did he really not put a balcony in here?
Yeah, what a fucking idiot. He even had time to put up the glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is function over form. He just happens to be up here.
Okay, then, yeah, I will just squeeze myself through it.
Okay. Because you could look and still tell Willie to do something, but if you want to get out there, that's also fine.
How much of the bars are, like, necroding?
It's as far as you can tell, it's all disintegrating. It's just taking a while, because that was part of his mixed success.
And it's also bent.
It is also bent, yeah. Willie opened him up a little bit farther.
Okay.
So you can squeeze through. It's probably about a foot and a half wide now.
Yeah. I'll squeeze through.
All right, so you give me go for broke as you try this maneuver. And if it's a bad roll,
you die.
So it's plus skill. What does the robot give you, Chester?
Chester gives me...
Send the robot out there.
Sharp and moxie.
No, master. I don't know how to fly.
All right, get out there. Get out there.
I got a 6.
That's a bad roll. That's a complete failure.
That is not good.
So go ahead and mark experience. If only it were that simple.
Help.
I think what happens, you get outside the window and you're holding on to, like, what remains of the bars. And you have, like, your feet on the ledge of the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to kill you. As you're holding on, you feel the tower do another one of those shake-ups where it just drops several feet. Yeah. This time it's a lot farther than it was before. It drops like 30, 40 feet all at once. And you lose your grip, and you are now hanging on by one hand at the bottom of the window.
Yeah.
And Willy and Nada are, they both slide across the ground to the door side of the room. So far away from
you. Yeah.
And that is your hard move. The tower is now a lot shorter. Okay. I wouldn't even say 30, 40 feet. I would say like 100 feet. It drops a whole bunch all at once.
Isn't there still an invader in this room too?
Yeah, he's up against the wall. He's dazed. You guys are right up next to him at this point.
Is he conscious?
Yeah, but he's like...
I'm going to smack him in the face with the butt of my gun.
I love that the tower is falling and he's like, nah! Okay, so go ahead and give me rough and tumble and you get a plus one to might because of your gun. What?
No, but I just rolled. I rolled a three.
Plus oh, did one, you really? Four. Oh my God. Okay.
Wait, I don't even have my gun in my hand.
Oh, no, it dropped. Okay, so choose something else to do. Your gun is still sliding around the floor like a ballerina on ice.
Oh, my God.
So choose something else to do. You're lucky. You're lucky that we forgot about that.
I'm just going to look over to Willy and be like, did Sebastian just jump out that window?
Mm-hmm.
He might be dead.
Don't worry, my friends. I'm still here.
Save you very soon.
I'm going to get up and run towards the window.
Don't worry. Willy, Nada, I love you.
What do you want to do when you get to the window?
So is he like at the bottom of the window where I can't reach
him? No, you can reach him. His hand is like gripping the bottom frame of the window.
All right, I'll reach for him.
Okay, come on. Go for broke plus skill.
I rolled a six. My skill is two.
So eight. That is a mixed success. You pull Sebastian in through the window. What sound do you make, Sebastian, when he pulls you in? Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You pull him in. You have to heave pretty hefty to get him in, because like physical strength isn't necessarily your biggest strong suit.
You're a big boy, aren't you?
He's a big boy. And the tower rumbles and shakes. You guys can stay on your feet this time. Up until the tower falls again, you hear a gigantic, like even louder than anything else, you hear like a rumble and a break and a snap as the tower falls farther than it ever has before. And it is like shaking apart at the seams. The bed is sliding around the room. The table and chairs have all gone up against a wall. The drink bar has toppled over and shattered glass all over the floor. The fire logs are rolling around the floor now. The bearskin rug is burning. And I believe it's Willy's turn.
So since the falling shifted Willy in a direction, did that sword also shift towards him?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, he picks the sword up and stands up.
All right. And what else would you like to do?
Can he see into the pole room?
That's down the stairs.
I think there's an invader right next to you, too.
Yeah, there's an invader stunned up against the wall. There's also invaders collecting themselves on the stairs to try to get back up to you guys. Yeah, yeah. But one of them was on fire and was a projectile. So, you know, they're not doing great, but also they're collecting themselves to come back up the stairs. They've been shifted around, too. It's delayed them.
How wide is this sword?
I can't say 6 inches. at its widest point, like it's think of like a big scimitar. So like at the far end, at the sharp end of or the pointy end, it's like 8 inches wide, and then more towards the hilt, it's more like three. It's like a cleaver.
Are we going out this window?
Oh, I completely forgot that Boudreaux's here. He's been knocked out. All right, he's been knocked out. You guys completely forgot about him. He's unconscious on the floor.
I don't think going out the window is the best idea. I think we're safest inside this hell
inside cage. The fallen tower?
I mean, at least wait for it to drop a little more. We're still pretty high up.
Yes, let's wait and think about things for a minute.
Hey, you want to jump out? I can't carry
you. As he says that, Willy is jumping out the window and is going to try to use the sword to surf down the side of the tower.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you want to, like, stab the sword into the side of the tower and try to slide it down, like in Pirates of the Caribbean?
It depends on how vertical the tower is. If it's, like, still straight up, then yeah, he'll jam it into the tower and, like, skid down.
Because I like this maneuver, if you wanted to use it like a skateboard, I could say that it's tilted in such a way that it's sloping in your favor.
That's originally what he was intending. I was intending on him doing. Surf's up, bitches!
The tower just kind of back in the direction that you need it to be. So give me go for broke as you bust out this window that's now wide enough for you to fit through.
Six.
Oh, God. No.
Roll that again.
So many ones.
Oh, no. Yeah, oh, my goodness. Oh, wait. It doesn't give you plus skill, the sword. Okay, so mark experience.
And then die.
And slice your foot open.
Luckily, falling is blunt damage.
Yeah, it's so lucky for you. So at this point, you try to jump out the window with your sword, like a skateboard, like Max Goof. Like Max Goof from a Goofy movie. And we stand out wah, 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 above the crowd, and he's doing all the skateboard trips. Who is that guy? Anyway.
I, too, have nightmares of transforming into my father. I,
too, have nightmares of transforming into Max Goof. And you get up to the window, and you're like, I'm going to squeeze through this. And the window is like, I have other plans. And you hit the side of this tower so hard that it sends a shockwave through the entire thing, and you feel the tower going down, down, down. Everyone rises into the air as this tower is free falling. And Willy, you're like, you've hit the window and you've like lodged yourself into the bars, and you see the trees rushing up to meet you. As you're looking out this window, you see the sun dip behind the horizon. You see the water rush up against your body from the swamp and into your mouth and eyes, and then all you see is blackness.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The last thing he's going to say before he blacks out is he's going to say, "We killed Rot in 2 seconds, but we were killed by a winda."
Our downfall was a winda. And the rest of you are thrown into complete darkness. Everyone roll a d6.
I roll a 3.
Okay, so Nada, take 2 harm. Sebastian, take 1 harm, and Willy, take 2 harm.
Is this some kind of particular damage, or...?
Yeah, well, you have enough might that you can just negate it. Yeah, does anybody else have any might?
I have -1.
We don't make you take more damage from might. We decided that. Do you have 1 might, Nada?
No.
Oh, okay, so you just took 2.
Yep.
So the only thing that you guys can see is complete blackness. Nada, you are hurting more than most, but you also feel, as you take your damage, you also feel like rubble and debris splash around you, and you find it as you hit the ground. You don't get knocked out, but when you breathe in like dust and stone particles and just like dirt, and there's water in the room now, so it's wet, and you could hear water splashing, but that's all that you can hear at this point.
Can I look around for my gun?
Oh, you know what? Your passive is that you can see better in darkness.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give me State of Affairs plus sharp.
I'm not looking too good.
I rolled a 5 and my sharp is 1, so 6.
So you cannot find your gun. You think it might have been lost. Like, you look around, and it might just be because it's too dark in here, but you see everything pretty clearly. You do not see your gun anywhere.
Oh, hell.
But you also hear skittering, like a little animal. And that'll be your hard move. Who would like to act next?
I'll try to get up and feel around, make sure that Chester is okay. Chester.
The bed has like slid on top of you, and while it protected you somewhat from like falling debris, it's now like pinned you up against the wall.
Yeah.
As far as you can tell, like you are feeling around like the bed frame and the mattress. It's big and heavy. But you can root around in your coat for Chester and see if he's all right, if you want to do that.
Try to pull out Chester.
My malfunctioning.
So give me State of Affairs. That's a really good one. Chester, I know I haven't seen you in 3 episodes, but...
That's sharp, right?
Yep, sharp.
Whoa! You have selected Sebastian.
Chester, you're okay.
You find Chester in, like, immaculate health. So that's the part of you find what you're looking for. You also get... You have 2 sharp?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you get 5 holds. You use one to find what you're looking for. But you are in a dark room. Do you want to spend any holds right now, or do you want to save some of them?
Master, I found a gun.
It's a big one.
I'll pick it up and be like, I don't use these, and just like throw it.
Toss it in the trash. You find the nearest trash can and hobble to it.
Thank you, Master.
Shit, I don't... So I'm still in the building, right?
Yes.
Does it feel like it's done? Like it's not going to collapse anymore? Like, is any...
It does feel like that, but it's the bed slid you up against the wall, and it's kind of like on you, right? Like how we talked about how the tower wasn't at 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
But now it is. And you are up against like the door wall, and the bed has pinned you against the door wall, okay. If that makes any sense. Like a wall near the door.
I will use one hold and find a way to help others. Maybe I could use Chester to, like, have him go to the others.
Yeah, check vital signs.
Yeah.
But at that point, you wouldn't even have to spend a hold. But if you wanted to use that, because that's different than, that would be State of Affairs again.
Right.
To check vital signs. So, yeah, if you wanted part of your State of Affairs role to be, like, Chester going out and checking, like, vital signs from your friends... You can spend a hold on that.
Yeah, let's do it.
You find a way to help others. You check the vital signs of Nada and Willy, and you notice that Willy is, like, no worse off except being stuck in the bars. And Nada is, like, on the brink of being so injured
get
that
the he's... hell off of me.
Let me check your pulse.
Whip that thing out. Say more things as Chester. So you find that out as well.
Okay, dope.
And you want to save the rest?
I'll save the rest, yeah.
So Sebastian now knows that everyone's cool.
Comrades, I'm under the bed. It is not as comfy as I thought it would be.
At least you got a bed.
And he's like got a spike through his chest. I think what starts happening, so like the bars are still disintegrating, so Willie is like going to get out. But I think find a way to help others. I think Chester starts like speeding it up and like trying to like laser off more and more of the bars so that Willie can get out faster.
Oh, excellent work, Chester.
So you found a way to help others. I realize saying like everyone's cool and you can see everyone's harm clock, that doesn't really give you anything.
Good job, Chester.
Thank you, Master. He is really fat and hard to pull out.
My little arms, they hurt. And now it is Willie's turn to act.
Are we underwater?
No. So your body blocked a lot of it as you moved through the swamp, but now you are... The room is not, like, filled with water. It's just that some water rushed in.
Have we stopped falling?
You have stopped falling.
Since I was wedged through the window, can I see light? Can I see the outside?
Yes. So, give me state of affairs.
I rolled a 9 with a minus 1 to my sharp.
So, with a mixed success, I will give you this. You can kind of, like, crane your neck and look up, and you can see daylight up above you. If you had to estimate it, it's like a hole and you can see... Okay, I'm trying to paint a picture here. It's a circular light that is daylight, and what you see around the edges of that is like waterfall of like the swamp water falling through this hole in the ground that the tower came through.
So we've collapsed down into like the drilling pit.
Yes. As far as you could tell, this, you can't see much. It's just a mixed success. You really can't see like anything below you or like to the sides, but you can see the light above you and like the waterfall that is, pouring in, and you hear, the water clattering against the ground as it hits, the floor of this cavern.
Do I have use of my arms again?
You do not yet have the use of your arms. You will have to get back to Sebastian.
That's all I can do, right? The state of affairs?
Yep, yep. So if Sebastian would like to act, you are still being pinned by the bed.
What am I doing to his arms?
So, no, Chester is trying to... Or is it not his turn? I think it's not his turn. Yeah, it's not his turn.
So I'm on the other side of the room of them or something?
Yeah, so you can see Willie stuck in the window, and you can see Sebastian. Maybe you can't see Sebastian, but I think you can see, like, Sebastian's legs underneath the bed.
Take my boots. Wear them. Clack them together 3 times.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the Wicked Witch of the West, and his legs roll up after you take his boots off.
I'm going to try to find a way out.
Okay. You want to look around for a way out?
Yeah.
Okay. So... You can pretty much tell that once Willie's out, the window is going to be, like, a good option. But if you still want to look for, like, a different way out, you can give me state of affairs. Okay, so you got an 11. Nice. So you get to hold... your sharp is plus 1?
Yes.
Okay, so you get to hold... Yeah, you get to hold 3, and you just got to find the state of affairs table. So find what you're looking for. You find another exit. You look down with your dark vision eyes, you look through the door, like past the bed that Sebastian is pinned by, and you can see the stairways, the stairs going down pretty easily. You see that all of the invaders that were in that stairwell have either died or they are just not moving. You see several bodies in that stairwell, but it is like steep. Because the building is angled at this point, angled in that direction, the stairs would be too steep to, like, walk down. So you'd have to, like, slide along the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, of the stairwell.
So I hold 3. One of the holds was find what I'm looking for, and that was the stairwell behind Sebastian.
Yep.
But 2 other ones. I want to discover something hidden, obviously my gun, if I can.
Okay. Yep, absolutely. you find your gun underneath some of the rubble when you stand up.
Looks like some sort of robot threw this over here or something.
Now say you're welcome.
You are welcome.
Some sort of robot. Anyway.
I want to find a way to help others if I can help Willy.
Willy is about to get out next turn. So if you wanted to like try to get the bed off Sebastian, that'd probably be the best. I think because you have dark vision, I think you're able to see like the easiest way to leverage this bed off of him. So you would be able to get it off him next turn.
Okay. Let me help you out of here, Sebastian. You look like you're sleeping a little bit too tight.
Thank you, comrade.
What, do you have a moxie, Joe?
I think it's negative. Yeah, negative one.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you one forward from your find a way to help others so that when you move this bed, you get one forward.
Okay.
Okay, and it is Sebastian's turn. And on Sebastian's turn, Willy gets free.
Am I still under the bed or no?
You are still trapped by the bed.
I don't know. I'll just try to find a way to get out from under this bed.
You still have three holds.
I do. What if I discover something hidden? What if, is there something underneath here with me?
Okay. Yes. Okay. It is time for this now. You are like rummaging around to like, because you can't really get up, but you have access to your bags and everything. You take the magic dowser out of your bag.
Yeah.
And you can see, because it's glowing, right? It's made of an ember stone. And you see it pointing towards the drink bar, like with the drawers on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it, like it's really like that. Oh. Like when it was pointing towards that, like the tower before, you figure that whatever is in that drink bar is what it's pointing at.
Oh.
And it is like, oh, like if there was an alarm on it, like from a metal detector,
yeah,
it's like, that's the magic thing.
Yeah, I'll tell the boys.
Comrades, remember the dowser that we had then totally forgot about? Look. It is pointing.
I'm going to look over at it. And am I close enough to reach for it?
Yeah, you're like by the bed now, I think. I think you like moved over there to get ready to move it.
Is that by the bar?
It's by the, so the bar is by the window where Willy is, and the bed is now up against the door where Sebastian is, which is like kitty corner to each other.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to stay where I am, helping him out.
Okay. Do you want to grab the dowser from him and be like, neat, this is my discovery
this
now?
This is mine.
That's what it sounded like you wanted to do.
Well, I thought he was trapped under the bed still.
No, he is. Yeah, absolutely. Your next turn, you're going to be able to move it for him.
I mean, after the thingy he has points to the dowser, I'll just reach over and grab it and be like, this thing? I pick it up. Does anything happen?
I crush it. Yeah, it's still pointing. Wait, you pick up the dowser? The magic dowser?
Yeah.
Yeah, like from Sebastian who's trapped in the bed? Wait, is it your turn? I don't think it's your turn.
No, it isn't. I thought he was just saying, okay, so he said, look, it's pointing. I thought he was just showing us where it was.
Yeah, he like he's gonna hold it up in the air and be like, it's pointing at the drink bar. That's what he's gonna do.
Oh, I thought he knew what the item was, and I was standing next to it so I could pick it up.
No, you know, you're over by the bed, so you're across the room from the drink bar.
Never mind then. Never mind.
Yeah, it's okay. We got confused. And it was because Morteza decided to open his big bazoo. So you say the magic dowser is pointing at the drink bar?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'd be able to see the bar. I would just say that it's
pointing.
Yeah.
I think like from Willy like getting out and struggling, like there's more skylight coming through just a little bit, just enough to see the knocked over drink bar.
Yeah. Then I'd be like,
yeah.
It's pointing at the bar.
You don't have to sound so serious.
It's pointing at the bar.
Better.
Willie's gonna go over to the drink bar and.
Well, hold on one second. Do you want to do anything besides spin holds on your turn, Morteza?
Oh, no. I'm just trying to get out of here. Out of this.
Okay. All right. Willie, you are now free since it was Sebastian's turn. The robot got you out.
You are very fat, but you are now free.
It's muscle, you tin can.
Mass equals strength. Okay, so you are going to do what now that you're free?
Well, Willy is conflicted.
Mm.
Lifting things and being strong is what he's good at, and so lifting the bed would be what's natural for him to do.
Mm-hmm. But there's also a bar that's knocked over.
But there's also a bar that's knocked over, which means there's something he might be able to steal.
You might be able to steal something from it.
So I think Willie is going to go over to the bar and try to find something of value to steal in there.
Okay. Do you still have holds from...
I don't have nithin.
Oh, that's right, because you got a mixed success. Wait, no, you got one hold, but it was just you found what you were looking for. Okay, yeah, okay. So give me go for broke to lift this dresser drawer, or lift this drink bar.
That's an 11.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
You have plus 2 to skill? Oh, you're using your boxing glove.
Yeah,
two-handing it. Yeah,
snake beautiful. Eyes.
1-1. You got 1-1. So yeah, you just completely, as if it were made of balsa wood, you lift it up above your head and set it upright again. And you want to start going through the drawers?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you start, like, digging through the drawers. But since it's kind of dark in here, you kind of got to, like, feel around and, like, see if there's anything important. But you haven't found it yet. So that brings us to Nada, who is now going to try to move this bed.
No problem. I guess I'll lift the bed. Somebody wants a drink or something.
And you get a... Yeah, he's really more interested in getting treasure and drinks. So it's you get one forward from last turn.
I'll give one forward to Willie so you can find what he's looking for.
No, I mean, you have one forward on this roll when you move the bed.
I see.
Yeah. So it's go for broke plus skill and then plus one.
So I rolled a 4. My skill is 2, 6, plus 1, 7.
That's a mixed success. You get the bed off of Sebastian long enough that he can scramble out from behind it.
Hurry up. Move, thank you, friend.
No. Use your legs.
That was terrible on my back.
Shut up.
It was terrible on your front, too.
And my front.
My pelvis.
I'm sitting here at 6 harm lifting a fucking giant ass mattress.
Yeah, you're not doing too hot, but also you're not dying yet.
Is 6 the one where you need medical attention to get
better?
No,
7 is the one where you need medical attention.
I'm still spry, baby.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It happens every day. And it would be hilarious if I was like, you drop your gun down the stairs. That'd be the third time in 4 episodes that I made you drop your gun.
It's going to need a new negative tag.
Yeah, just clumsy. Unyieldy. Mixed success. I think it's like the bed is still in front of the door, so you kind of are going to have to move it again. I think that to get Willie through, I think that's the only part of the mixed success. I don't think I could be like, and the bed snaps and.
Yeah, so I move it enough for him to get out of there, but not enough for us all to
unblock the exit. Yeah, yeah. Yep, that'll be good enough. I don't need to punish you wholly for that.
We could always go through the window.
So now everyone's free, so we can pretty much end like, turn order. We can end that.
Would you either make me a drink or come and move this bed?
I think I found something.
I think a drink sounds good right about now.
Wasn't that compass thing pointing at the drink bar?
Oh, duh. I'll pull it out again and point again.
And it's going,
is it actually making noise?
It's like vibrating to the point where like you can hear it humming.
Hear the hum, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Willie find it?
No. He probably needs either a light source or someone with dark sight to find it.
Can you please go move the bed and I'll find whatever this thing is.
Hold on, I got a ladder right here.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? Search around with your phantom limb?
He might.
Willie just looks at him and gives him this blank look.
he can't work the lighter with his boxing glove, so it would have to be the other hand.
I'm pretty sure I installed a floodlight function in Chester.
Oh, did you?
Please turn me on.
I'll flip the switch. I don't know if it actually works or not.
No, it's probably voice activated. Why wouldn't it be voice activated? if you spend a tool charge, I will let Chester have floodlights for right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
I will show you the way.
And these fucking huge floodlights, like gigantic tits on the front of Chester, just start.
I don't remember installing
them. I'm blind.
Yes, you do. You're a sick man. And you... Willie, you like direct Chester to point into these drawers. And Sebastian, do you go over there and like like, go with the dowser to, like, try to find...
What are you looking for? Human whiskey.
Sorry, you don't have to put any of those in.
What other kind of whiskey? No, I love everything that Chester says. And what I wanted to say earlier was, wow, Joe, your mom let you have two characters in the game. But I'm glad you're playing two characters. Sebastian, are you going to go over with the dowser and try to, like, help suss out?
Yeah, I'll just go up and down drawers or whatever. And
Joe, are you there for, like, moral support?
Yeah, help me out.
Yeah.
Okay, but Willie's going to grab it because he's the thief. So he pulls open the final drawer, and Chester's floodlights are beaming in there. And Sebastian, the magic dowser, starts shaking in your hands. Mm-hmm. Pointing towards a wooden locked box, and it vibrates so hard that it just breaks because it's also fragile. But you found what you're looking for, and it just crumbles because you're so close to a magic source that is so strong that it just can't even stay together anymore. It's basically, like, if you think about it, shorting a system because too much power went into it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Your plumbus broke.
Oh no, my plumbus. Not my doobop. What do they fucking call it? So Willie, you grab the box?
Yeah.
Okay, so Willie takes the box.
And he's stolen something of significant value?
Yes, so please mark experience.
Sweet.
You are pilfering. I mean, technically the sword was something, but you didn't really steal it. It just,
another one?
No. The scimitar, the broad sword. I don't think that's worth enough. I don't think that was worth enough for it to tick your experience, but this is something extremely special. Oh, so you.
The sword has special.
Did it?
Yeah.
It's legendary, but I don't think it's just a sword, but it also is.
A skateboard.
Yeah, it's also a skateboard.
I think you have to think about it like key items in games that you can't delete.
Yeah, you can't delete it. You can't delete that item. But you could sell it. But this is like, if you're comparing what you just found in the drawer to Rot's sword, Rot's sword is a piece of human fecal matter. All right.
Oh.
So, and that's the type of value that I'm talking about you pilfering is this thing here. You pull the box out of the drawer, and it just has like a latch. It's not really locked. So you flip the latch up, and this box is, it's a cube, and I don't want to say 6 inches. It's about half a foot, okay, on each side, half a foot by half a foot. It's about 15 centimeters across.
So 6 inches.
Yeah. And, a little bigger than that. That'd be like, I'd say like nine inches across. I mean, it's not small. You open it up, and inside, the outer parts of it are wood, but the it's lined with like velvet, this like green velvet, and inside is a sheet, like a purple sheet or a purple scarf, that is made of like a very fancy material, a very luscious material. And you can see that something is wrapped up in this purple scarf.
I'll pull open the scarf.
So you start to peel away the layers of the scarf, and what you find inside is a shriveled up hand. It's like a bluish gray hand, and the knuckles of the fingers, so like the fingernails that are curled up into the palm, open up slightly, and an eye opens on the palm and stares you straight in your eyes.
Shut the box. This looks like something Mammy had.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.